We made it to Monday.
We did. It's amazing. It's a miracle. Puppet me.
Can't finish a sentence around here.
Oh, whatever.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I never have that problem.
But the movie.
I don't know. I never get interrupted at all.
Give me more loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Monday.
Monday, Monday, Monday.
Something about that day.
Or just another manic Monday.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
That's my fun day. That's Sunday. Sunday, that's my fun day.
Monday, Friday night. I don't know.
What are you thinking of?
The Happy Days song.
Oh, Sunday, Monday, Happy Days.
That's what
Tuesday,
that's
what Wednesday, Happy Days.
I was just doing the Monday part.
Thursday,
I was
Friday,
just doing the
Happy
part.
Days. Saturday,
oh.
What a day. Grooving all week with you.
I apologize.
These days are all.
And sorry to everyone. Free. I made her podcast too long. She's got the sillies now. And what would a Monday be without Chris Martens?
Yeah, what would it be?
It's Chris from the Jesus.
Wish I knew.
Calling, and just calling Brad here again to talk to Mr. I Know Burgers the Best better than anybody else to see if he's ever heard of something.
Thank you very much for that compliment.
Wasn't that nice of him to tell
gave
you
me
that?
He gave me a title.
That was very sweet.
I accept that title.
The Burger King?
I will wear it. No. There's already a creepy Burger King. I'm not the creepy Burger King. I'm the person that Chris Martens said.
You're the creepy Burger King guy on the,
no.
on the football. Remember like
no.
when he fights that stupid robot on the gun when they play football?
No.
What's with that robot anyway? Seriously, can the Transformer go? Why
yes.
is he still there?
I hate that stupid robot.
And then they got the Burger King coming and fighting the Transformer robot. Seriously,
stupid.
Really?
I hope they both get blown up. That would be good.
Here that Cliff just told me, and it made me just, my mouth just dropped open and just started watering. But I'll let him tell you about this interesting burger story. So here he goes.
Hey.
Hey, Cliff.
I went to a burger place today that has deep fried burgers, which is
what?
A burger, bacon. Mine was injected with cream cheese.
Cream cheese?
Not cream cheese. Blue cheese, not cream cheese.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese, yeah. So,
cream cheese.
This is not a dessert.
But,
something's so wrong with Cliff. He's got like a mental disorder.
Is it?
Yeah, it's sad.
No.
Blue cheese and then put it in a deep fat fryer and then served on a burger. It was absolutely stinking delicious.
Did you put ketchup on it?
No ketchup.
Good for you. No ketchup.
Why is he yelling in the background?
He's
just yelling.
He's got
to
keep...
Is he related to you? We all have to yell. We have to yell all the time. We're
no.
sitting on the couch, and
he
we're having
to...
a conversation. He starts yelling. He just starts yelling, and I'm like, we're not on the show.
He has
Calm
to...
down. Always yelling. Yelling.
Shh. I was yelling before you married me. You used to think
Stop
my yelling was very funny.
Yelling.
I was going off about the toll booth one day in the car, and she thought that was the funniest thing. I thought she was going to die from laughing so hard.
Well, but then I flashed the toll booth operator, and that was the end of that. You quit.
I don't understand you sometimes.
What?
So, moving right along, Chris Martens has to keep... Cliff on
what?
Track. That's why he yells at Cliff.
Oh, is that why?
That's why.
Oh.
Here's Chris.
He didn't see anything.
So the point here is, have we ever had a deep fried burger? No, but I would love to try one. A deep fried burger with bacon and cream. No, not cream cheese.
That might be a little sweet.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese. I'm willing. That sounds very good.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
I thought you should just know about that. I don't know if they have that in Texas where they deep fry everything, including deep fried ice cream, Snicker bars, Twinkies, and all that. So, we'll see if you guys ever had a deep fried burger, but yeah. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Can I clarify? I didn't flash the toll booth operator.
You just said that.
I flashed you, not him. You said that,
and that's what people walk away with.
Sorry.
And that's why I said I don't understand you sometimes. That's Gus. Guess what? More Chris Martins.
Hey, Brad and Faith. It's Chris from the
Chris Martins is feeling better. Can anybody tell?
Mm-hmm.
Music Geeks calling. And Brad, did you really want us to believe that Faith would really have a Christmas ornament of a deer kicking back and drinking a Coors beer? Really, Coors?
It's Coors.
Brad McFadden.
It is Coors. She's right.
Coors.
Not Coors.
It's Coors.
Coors. Repeat after me, Chris Martins.
Coors.
Coors.
You can add that one to your collection. Come on, if you really want us to believe something like that next time, like it's a deer kicking back with a glass of white wine, then we might believe that it's fake. You know, ladies would.
Seriously, there's no deer in my house. I don't know if you know that.
Coors.
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 Sewer water there. Gosh. But. Love the show. You guys probably got a show out on a Sunday. I've been sitting here all day waiting for my 2BS fix here, and finally got it at 3:20 in the afternoon.
I'm sorry, so. We're working on it. So, at least it came out.
You guys are getting closer and closer to that. Oops, we forgot an episode. But
I know, it's getting dangerous.
You made it. Good. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye. No, that's okay. That's okay.
Coors.
And so, there is the fish on the wall that sings Jingle Bells, though.
No, there's not. My dad has a fish that sings something, I don't know. But my mom banned it when they moved.
He sings Don't Worry, Be Happy. You don't remember that?
Oh, that's right. Don't worry, be happy. And he flops back and forth. It's the most tacky thing
I've
ever
seen. So not only is Faith a food Nazi, she's also a Christmas tree Nazi?
I am.
That's the worst kind.
I'll take that.
I'll tell you, Christmas tree Nazis.
I'll take that and I'll stand up to you, mister.
You put a big tree up in the living room and you let the kids hang their stuff where they want it, how they want to hang it. Then after they go to bed, you change it.
No, no.
Because there's no fun being told where to put everything.
That's why she has her own tree. Listen.
But the kids...
Listen. I am learning, okay, let things go.
She's trying.
I try really hard, okay? Helen made pie, and I didn't fix things. I just let her do. I have an issue with that. I get it. You don't have to go rub it in my face.
She's still adjusting to this planet. And so, you know, you can't expect her to get it all at once. On her planet, where she's the queen, it's all done to her specifications.
I think that they're putting everything where they want to put it, and then you change it after they go to bed to make it look nice. Come on, Faith! Stop taking the fun out of Brad's Christmas hair!
See, it's you. Uh-huh.
Thank you, John. And the $20 is in the mail.
Yes.
Christmas time is coming.
Hello, this is Christina, aka the Flame, aka Sister Fire. Anyway, I thought I'd call and share a very interesting news story,
aka New Groove. Thank you.
New Groove.
Story I read. It's about a school over on the East Coast somewhere who decided that they were going to disrupt school by doing this one thing. They were going to take a word called meep from Beaker of the Muppet fame and just say meep all day long.
Yeah, we used to do things like that.
Well, the school caught wind of it, and they decided to ban the word meep.
You can't ban a word.
Girls have been having fun with the word meep ever since. I hope you have a meepin' day. Bye.
You ban the word meep, really?
So stupid. Let the kids have their fun. Listen, they don't have anything else to do.
Listen.
Who does it hurt?
Listen, the first graders told me at lunch last week.
Meepin' stupid.
One of the first grade boys.
Yes.
He said, oh no, one of the girls returned. She said, Bob the Builder. And I'm like, what are you whispering, Bob the Builder? Why you got to whisper that? And he's like, we're not supposed to say Bob the Builder. I'm like, was
why?
It? Why? He said, because we were laughing too much and nobody could say Bob the Builder without laughing. And we all got laughing. They all started to giggle. But the first Christmas, it's so funny, Bob the Builder.
So they got banned from saying Bob the Builder.
So now they can't say Bob the Builder because they're not mature enough to be able to say it. They had to let. So now they can't say it. I'm like, you're not in your room. It's okay.
I got that same problem with Sandy Cheeks.
Oh, man.
I can't say Sandy Cheeks without giggling. Because her name's Sandy Cheeks.
You're such a child.
This is Monday, November the 23rd. And this is Uncle Lewis reporting in.
We're only a week late.
I just wanted you to know that.
Yeah, we're
I'm back
almost
here
2 weeks.
In town of Emporia. I'm still in the hospital, but I'm getting physical therapy, and hopefully I'll be out soon.
Yeah.
At the rate you're playing calls, I hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. Goodbye.
Good job.
You're very good.
You made it.
But you see, we were only a week behind now. That's pretty good.
Can't slip one by Uncle Lewis.
No, you can't.
He's on the ball.
He's meeping cool.
He is meeping cool.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Brad and Faith, it's Chris. I kind of agree with you. The whole Putin Nazi thing was a little harsh, and I'll admit that in some of my rants, it came to my mind, but I was like, let's not go to the N-word there. Because I feel like just the whole Christian podcast, I really felt like Food Pharisees was much more fitting.
Food Pharisees. You know, kind of, we're the Food Pharisees.
See, now that's funny.
It's the second time.
We're fair, you see.
That's the second time in 2 days I've been called a Pharisee.
That is good stuff.
Must be
there.
Some truth to it. More than one person tell you one thing, you better listen.
The two F sounds together. Food Pharisees, yeah. Oh, it's just funny. Yeah. So, we'll keep on a religious theme there. You guys are overly religious. You like to go through the rituals instead of just enjoying it. And so, yeah. You have no faith in the food, just in love of the law. So, Food Pharisees. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Go keep it up, guys. And John, good to see you're calling in again, man. Keep it up. Bye.
Bye. It's not like callers are encouraging each other.
No.
That's okay. All right, everybody. Well,
that's all
that's
she wrote.
That's a show. No, we're not caught up on calls, but we are caught up on shows. In
yes,
other words,
we are.
Tomorrow's show will actually be recorded the day before tomorrow.
Whatever that day
whatever
is.
That means.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
So, thanks for bearing with us over this weekend while we were gone, and we will catch you.
We'll be back to tell you about how the angst and hormones of the children fared.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, we will. Have a great Monday.
And vials con deals, my friends.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.